Donald Trump sparked a trade war during his first administration when he imposed tariffs on China and other countries. Many U.S. business sectors felt the impact, including Illinois agriculture. The president-elect is proposing more tariffs for his second term, and with Canada and Mexico. IPM's Jim Meadows looks at what 4 more years the view from Illinois could mean for local farming.
J.C. Reitmeier is a corn and soybean farmer in central Illinois. He's also the outgoing co-president of the Champaign County Active Senior Republicans, which celebrated Donald Trump's election victory at a recent meeting. Many in the group are looking forward to Trump's return to the White House. Reitmeier said the new Trump administration will face a big challenge when it tries to bring up prices for his crops.
A lot of the big buyers have gone to South America and other countries to get their corn and soybeans, and we're kind of in the dust again. We're just going to have to get our exports built back up.
Illinois is the number one state in the nation for producing soybeans and number two for corn. A large share of those crops are sold to other countries, notably China, which is the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans and third largest buyer of its corn. But when the Trump administration imposed tariffs on Chinese goods in 2018, China retaliated with tariffs on U.S. crop exports, especially soybeans. Joe Jansen is an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois. He says the tariffs caused Chinese buyers to look elsewhere.
What we saw at that time was prices for soybeans in the United States went down. Prices for soybeans in other parts of the world, particularly Brazil, went up.
Brazil surpassed the U.S. in soybean exports to China about a decade ago, and the U.S.-China trade war only widened the gap. And if new tariffs are imposed and China continues to retaliate, Brazil is ready to take even more of the USA's market share. That's according to U of I Ag Economics researcher Joanna Caluzzi.
If China would like to buy more soybeans from South America to replace the amount of soybeans that they would buy here in the U.S., given the numbers so far or given the situation until now, South America will be able to match this demand.
Despite gains for some U.S. industries like steel and aluminum, a review by the Tax Foundation, a generally pro-tax cut think tank, concluded that tariffs under Presidents Trump and Joe Biden have had a net negative impact on the U.S. economy. In a December news conference, Trump repeated his belief that tariffs could be an effective tactic for working out bilateral trade deals with other countries.
I always said, to me, tariffs, the most beautiful word in the dictionary. It'll make our country rich. You go back and look at the 1890s, 1880s, McKinley, and you take a look at tariffs, that was when we were at our proportionately the richest.
I, again, respectfully disagree with the incoming president.
That's Ryan Whitehouse with the Illinois Farm Bureau. He and other Midwest farm groups say tariffs on imported goods will hurt everyday Americans.
When you add cost to something, someone's got to pay for that. And whether that be solely by the consumer or even a partial share with the producer and the manufacturer and the consumer is still paying more.
Back in Champaign County, farmer J.C. Reitmeier maintains his faith in Donald Trump, but
I'm not sure if tariffs are going to do it. Tariffs are a bad thing in my point of view.
Reitmeier thinks the talk about tariffs is mostly hype, and he hopes it stays that way, at least when it comes to agricultural commodities and the crops he grows. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.